not going to lie, when we showed up, we were kind of discouraged about it because it wasn't much like Southland. But God really showed his presence when we showed up there. It was a really great time, really like a bonding time for us as a youth department. Like at the other youth camp, Southland, we were kind of split up, but at this one, we were all together. We had everything. We were doing everything together. And we really didn't know what to think about it, but the preaching was great by Brother Mike Jones. He was talking about his relationships. His first one was about salvation, your relationship with the Lord, and then relationship with the rules and relationship with other people of the world. And then his last one was relationship with parents, which was really hard on me. And it just really spoke to me about being better communicating with my parents. And it was, Glory Bound was there. It was great music. Each and every night, every service, Glory Bound was singing. And I got some CDs. It was really good music. And all in all, this week was a very good blessing for my heart. And that's it.
Hello. My name is Silas Tringmar. My parents are Scott and Sharon. First of all, I'd like to thank the church for having the vision to send us to youth camp. It's a blessing every year, and it's one of my favorite things to do by far throughout the year. One of my favorite things about the camp was definitely the preaching. He really put it on our level, like any level that you were on, he put it there. And it really just touched my heart, and just thank you. Thank you for that.
Hi, my name is Jeremiah. I liked camp. It was pretty good. It wasn't what a lot of us expected, but I think it was good for us to all be together as a group, because usually, like Tyler said, at Southland, we're kind of split up, and we just don't get to talk to each other and find out what are pros and cons of each other. And so I think it was good that we all worked together and stuff. Probably my favorite part was it was being together. Usually you're stuck with some other people you don't know, and it's like hard to get to know them, but now you're with your friends and family, basically. So, yeah. I liked the preaching. It was very good. Probably my favorite message was the relationships with God. It was just speaking to me, like, to be more, like, have more of a desire to want to, like, do will for him, stay in his will and stuff. So, and I guess that's it.
All right. So, first of all, I just want to thank all the adults that went and just made this camp possible for us. And this week at camp, it was just a lot of fun. And my favorite part was probably snow cones. And then this week, God just spoke to my heart about just having a closer relationship with him and just being more consistent in my daily devotions. And that's about it.
Hi. My favorite thing about camp was probably playing soccer in a small room with about 20 guys. But it was great. I really enjoyed it. It really spoke to my heart this year. It was definitely different from Southland, but it still had an effect. That's all.
Hi, I'm Brody Wiggins, and this year at camp, it really spoke to my heart. The preaching was really good while we were there. Really, one of the messages that really stuck out to me was the have a better relationship with your parents. And that just helped me because I know that I need to be less rebellious to my parents, more obedient, and probably my favorite thing about camp was the dorms. They were nice dorms.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Brody on the dorms there. One night it got down to 54 degrees, and when it was 100 degrees outside, 54 degrees feels pretty nice in your dorms when you're sleeping. But yeah, camp was amazing. It really spoke to my heart in a lot of ways. The preaching was phenomenal. One message that Brother Mike Jones really stuck me was being a more spiritual friend. And I know we all have a bunch of good friends at East Park. We're really close, but sometimes we can forget that we need to be a spiritual friend, not just a good friend. We need to be a godly friend. And that's what really spoke to my heart. And I just thank you all for letting us go to this camp.
Hi, my name is Matthew Reed, and this is my second year camp, but I like this camp because we got to be together in a group, and we got to play together and do stuff together, and that was probably the best part about this camp, being together. And my favorite message by Brother Mike Jones was the one where he was speaking about being a better friend. That really spoke to me because I know I wasn't the best friend, but I know I need to get better, so yeah. And then thank you for Victor and Brother Tyler Barnett. They were our counselor in the guys' dorm, and Miss Eva and Miss Julie were the girls' dorm, along with Brother Jesse. Was everybody's. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Micah. If you don't know my dad, if you could stand, please. If you could stand, please. I won't stand. Okay, he doesn't want to stand. Maybe he's a little out of shape. I'll get beat later. It's okay. yeah, so camp, it was good. You know, it's not like Southland, which I don't think any camp you can compare, because they're all different in their own ways. This camp, you really get to spend time with friends. I say family because they're more like family to me. But the message, there was one message that really, really got to me about your attitude and towards your parents, towards just everybody, and really spoke to me. I haven't been good about being attitude. My dad could say something, but don't. it hasn't been good, and God really spoke to me about fixing it and getting it better. And one thing I like about camp, I think the dorms were amazing. It's an inside joke, but the dorms were amazing. My friends, I think talking to them and spending time with them was the best thing. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jimmy Hall. Probably the best part about camp was the friendships, and we have such a great youth here with Brother Jesse and all the great times we're going to have together, and such a good spiritual connection we have with each other. And Brother Mike Jones giving the messages about friendship, that really spoke to me about being a better friend and being a godly friend and not just having fun with your friends, but trying to be a good godly example and being a leader. That just really spoke to me a lot. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Ethan, and my parents are John and Aaron Reed. Camp, it was different. The thing I liked most was being with all my friends, or brothers, I should say, because we spent a lot of time together. But Brother Mike Jones really spoke to my heart about being a better friend to my friends, about being more spiritual, and yeah. But my favorite part was probably the dorms. Dorms are nice. Yeah. Well, yep, that was it.
Hi, I'm Noah Kendrick. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit nervous. And those are my parents, Jeff and Shauna. But this year at camp, the Lord really spoke to my heart about my relationship with my parents and how hard they work for me and just what they do. And I shouldn't blow them off. I should talk to them. And, yeah, it was really good preaching, and the singing was amazing by Glory Bound. And I think my favorite part was probably the showers. They were really hot.
Hi, my name is Cameron. This camp really just spoke to my heart about being kind of the right kind of friend and having an attitude. Or not having an attitude like towards your parents if they like tell you to do something. And my favorite part was probably ordering pizza and just being out in like the lobby eating pizza with like all the guys. We did that twice, and just fellowshipping with all like your friends, and that's about all. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tristan, and this was my last year going to camp, but for sure it was a good year to go to camp, and I really had a good time, and I'm glad that Glory Bound was able to be there. They sang a song about how the world is trying to get rid of Jesus, but it's sad, but it's true that's happening here in Hazlitt and the United States and in the world, and I would just like to be better to speak up about stuff like that if I hear it, to put my foot down and just... Yeah, and a little story. I tore my ACL playing football, and I was really mad at God for it, but he made it known why he tore it or why he let it happen, and it was because I really put football in front of God, and people take away what you put before them. So just a little encouragement, just don't put anything in front of God, because he will make it known to you. Thank you.
Well, hello, my name's Jimmy. There's a lot of memories at camp this past week. One of my favorite memories was playing soccer outside in the big field after it just rained a lot. And then we were playing soccer, there's a bunch of puddles everywhere. It was just funny watching me, Jesse, and Jar fall a lot. It hurt. It was a little bit funny, though. My favorite message from Brother Michael Jones was about, he preached about being worldly. And then he said a little quote in that sermon. He said, don't put sports in front of your relationship with God. And that just really spoke to my heart. But thank you.
Hi, my name's Baraka Makuba, and my favorite thing at camp was probably playing volleyball. One of my favorite messages that were preached at camp by Brother Mike Jones was having a good, godly friend in your life that would use peer pressure to convince you to do good things. And if you couldn't find that, you know, good, godly friend, then you should be that good, godly friend. Thank you.
Hi. So the first thing I'll say about camp is that a lot of us were really skeptical about switching camps because we love Southland, and Southland's always been great, and I've personally made many important decisions at Southland. But going to this camp was really a blessing, and it was a blessing in disguise, and we really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed myself. My favorite part of camp was definitely being in the dorms with all my friends and playing hide and seek at 1 a.m. in the dark. There were a lot of stubbed toes, a lot of broken toenails on my giant suitcase in the middle of the floor. But it was great. We had a great time. My favorite message that Brother Jones preached, he preached many amazing messages, so many convicting ones. I got convicted on every message. But my favorite message was about parents and about how that I need to have a better relationship and be closer to them, because you never know when you won't have them anymore. And he said this one quote that stuck with me, and he said that we don't honor our parents because they're perfect. We honor them because it's what's right. And I always remember that, and I really appreciate all of the adults that went with us, and appreciate that, and thank you all for sending us to camp.
Hi, my name is Holly Morgan. Camp for me was the perfect timing. I wasn't praying enough. I was feeling alone. I just want to say thank you.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Trangmar, and this is my second year at camp, and it was definitely a great time to be with your friends, and there were some people that I haven't talked to because, you know, we all form our own groups with our own friends, and it was great knowing other people that I had never talked to. And so Brother Michael Jones preached on your relationship with God, and he preached about rules, and he preached about that you had to follow the rules to be closer to God. And I realized I wasn't following some of the rules. I was following some of his rules and some of my rules, and you just can't do that to get along with God in the right way, Lord. And my favorite part of camp was probably, like, Miss Julie brought these card games, and she brought spoons. And I'll tell you, these girls are aggressive, and you... We had some spoons broken, and we had some cards thrown around the room, and so thank you.
Hi, I'm Samantha Day. I've been here for a while. And I thought this year at camp was a good experience. It's not Southland, of course, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles, but I thought it was a good experience for everyone just to get to know each other, you know, because as the youth group starts growing, it's harder to, you know, say hello to everybody and like be closer to everybody, and so I thought that was good. This week he was preaching about how relationships do require rules and how you must maintain them with parents, friends, and even God, how you need to set them first and be cooperative and talk and communicative with them. And I thought that was good. And I feel like our youth group was in a sort of a spiritual slump. Not that it was bad, but what he also said was there is a difference between good and spiritual. And so I thought that was good for us all to kind of realize that.
Okay, so my name is Paige Sides, and my parents are Chris and Tanya Sides, and I just thank everybody who made it possible for me to go to camp, the counselors, my parents, and everyone here. And one of the messages that really spoke to me was relationship with God. I haven't been on top of my relationship with God, and I haven't been communicating with Him, reading my Bible, praying. And it just really spoke to me that I need to step up my game and read my Bible more and pray more and be a yes with my parents. And yeah, thanks.
Hello. Definitely one of my favorite things at camp was being with each other, being in the dorms. It's just we're all one big family and we all feel the same way. And we, you know, I just love everyone here, and I thank you for your prayers and your support. And about the preaching, it was just so hard not to relate to everything Brother Jones had to say, and it was just phenomenal and amazing.
Hi, my name's Peyton Sides, and I just want to thank you all for sending us to camp. It was a really great experience. And my favorite part was probably in the dorms. We had a little lobby area where we played soccer, and I kicked Miss Eva a lot. It was really fun, and my favorite message was getting along with our parents and our relationship with them. And I just know that I need to be more considerate of what my parents and my mama and my daddy are going through right now, Lord. And thank you all.
Hi, my name is Alyssa Tolentino. My parents are Brandon and Elsa Tolentino. And I'm not going to admit, I'm kind of nervous, even though this is my third year going to camp. My favorite thing was the preaching, by far. There was this one message that he said, there are three components to us, our soul, our spirit, and our name. The one thing that really spoke to me was the name. We are Christians, and we shouldn't be afraid to say who we are and what we do and not be afraid to witness to other people. And I'd lastly like to thank my church family. It really is special when y'all support us and that we get to go and witness to other people and we get to go and fellowship with other churches that we have no clue who they are and spend a lot of time with the younger girls, which was really good. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Rachel Day, and this is my second year of camp. And when I first heard that we were going to a different camp, I wasn't so sure about it because I grew really in love with Southland. But when we first got there, I knew that we were going to be okay because we were going to be together. And our youth pastor kept saying that that the Lord placed us here for a reason. And through the week, I noticed that he was right. The Lord just placed us there. Through the preaching, the Lord spoke to my heart through all the sermons, and I thank the Lord for that. And thank y'all for making that possible for us to go.
Hi, I'm Tommy. It was a blessing just to be around all the girls. Like, every single one of us were together. Sunday schools and sometimes during activities, we're not always together. We're not able to hang out all the time. And it was just a great blessing to see how much of an influence we have on one another. I'm a senior this year, and so it's eye-opening to see how I can influence them in such a good way, a godly way. Thank you.
All right, my name is Tyler Barnett, and I had the opportunity to go to camp this year as a counselor. And I just want to thank Brother Jesse and thank the rest of the church for giving me that opportunity. I was a little nervous about it at first. I had no idea what to expect. I was nervous about being given, you know, a little bit of responsibility. And it was scary. And I went into camp probably only knowing maybe a handful of guys. Like, I honestly, there were several of y'all who I didn't even know your name going into camp. But after spending a week, I mean, it was just a blessing to get to spend a week with each other and get to know everyone a little bit more. I just can't thank Brother Jesse enough for giving me that opportunity. Probably the favorite message that I heard was, I think it was Wednesday night, the message was about our relationship with the world. And that really spoke to me. Brother Jones at one point started talking about allowing ourselves to become desensitized to the things of the world. And not necessarily in the big things, but also just in the little things. I mean, you may be watching something innocent, like a soccer game, like I was watching this afternoon, and, you know, it comes to halftime and commercials come on, and, you know, the things that are advertised aren't always good things. And, you know, some of those commercials, they're targeted to be funny, and you may find yourself laughing at those commercials, and, you know, just that little by little, you become desensitized to the things of the world. And that, I mean, that was just really, you know, really convicting me. And, you know, he also mentioned that a lot of the times we find ourselves asking, you know, before we do something, we may ask ourselves, you know, well, it's not bad. It's okay to do this. But, you know, that's the wrong mindset, that's the wrong attitude to have. Instead, we should be asking ourselves, well, does this honor God? And, you know, those were really the two big things that really convicted me, and, you know, something that moving forward I want to do a better job in my life with. And again, I just want to thank everybody and thank Brother Jesse for the opportunity to go, getting to know these guys a little bit better. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Miss Eva. So I've been given testimonies, but I still get nervous for you guys to get nervous. It still happens to me. But camp was great. I'm glad I was able to be a blessing to Peyton. You're welcome. It was fun. I mean, after 3-4 times, but you know, 8 times. It's okay. It was fun. I learned how to play spoons. And yes, this cute little girls are aggressive and feisty. Just saying. I'm glad I went to camp. You know, you think that camp is only for the teenagers, and the purpose is for the teenagers, you know, to see what they're going to get from there, you know, how God's going to speak to their heart. But, you know, God speaks to your heart, too, as an adult. You know, Wednesday, I think Wednesday service was great, you know, how you should not be of the world. And I guess just the way the pastor put it, you just don't realize how little by little, and maybe things that you don't even think you're, you know, like steering that way, you tend to steer that way. So Wednesday's evening service it really did hit me. I actually had Miss Julie pray for me. Well, she goes, "Do you want to pray?" I said, "No." So she was there for the girls, and she was there for me. Camp was great. You know, I enjoy spending time with the girls, and the preaching was great, yes. So, and thank you all for letting the kids go with us.
Camp was a great week. I'll tell you about our kids. We showed up, and there was some things that we thought they had at camp they didn't have. So some of the people were excited about going and doing a certain event, and we got there, and they're like, "No, we sold that." So it's kind of funny. And so first day we said, "Look, camp will be as much fun as we want to be." And it was amazing to see our kids and your kids, parents, I commend you for this. Your kids just have great attitudes and turned out to be just a fantastic week. And I think I could amen all the teenagers said, which was just spend time together. Our youth group's grown over the years. And for me, it's hard because back when our youth group was small, when we first got here, I kind of knew everyone on a real personal level. And it's almost impossible to do that. And you try to. And so that's why we took counselors with us. And I want to say thank you to our counselors, Miss Eva and Tyler and Victor and Julie. That some of them took off work and took vacation to go to camp so they could be with your teenagers, with your kids. And I appreciate my mother and father-in-law coming out and watching our kids so that Julie and I could be at camp with the teenagers and do that. It was a blessing to us. But you have a great group of kids, and we're so excited about that. We have two more teenagers going to come give testimonies and preach to us. And so the first is Aiden Ramirez. So Aiden's going to come give a testimony and then give us what God laid on his heart to preach to us about tonight.
He said, "I'm Aiden Ramirez, and my mom's in the back, Patricia Ramirez Davison, and God really spoke to me about being more consistent in Bible reading and prayer in my life, and haven't really been consistent. And I think in the preaching at camp, which I think was my favorite part about the camp, besides the dorms and the people you meet, the preaching, well, that got loud. The preaching mostly spoke to me about the little things that get to you that make you influence other people. And that's what we just all have to be careful about, is just the small things that enter into your life. You just have to just block it from getting there so you can influence people to do right. And so, so I'll be preaching for you tonight. And, we'll be in Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25. All right. 15 through 25. For that which I do, I allow not. For that which I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that do I. If then I do, which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now then, it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, then I would do good. Evil is present with me, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warning against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. This passage is talking about the things that you should do, you don't, and the things you don't do, or the things you, sorry, the things you should do, we don't, and the things we shouldn't do, we do. And that's talking about our sin nature, and we kind of lost the old nature of the, technically, the new man since the beginning of Adam. And this is talking about once you have the Spirit dwelling within you, you have two battles, like two personalities fighting against each other, just trying to gain control. And it really depends which one you let control in your life. Amen. So, like, example would be, who likes getting up in the morning? One hand. So, but really, a majority of us don't like getting up. But who likes going to bed late? Yeah, most of us like going to bed late, but getting up in the morning is just kind of that kind of thing. Another example is when people ask you to do something, you kind of think in your mind, "Ah, do I have to?" Or, but you do want to do the things that you're told not to, which is another thing included into the sin, our sin nature. Because when God told Eve not to take of the tree of good and evil, she was tempted and thought it was good, So that from that point, she shared it with Adam, and we all lost our good nature. And it's very hard to live a Christian life, and because in the Bible, Jesus made it look easy, but he was God, so kind of doesn't help us in our predicament. But the practicing of the threat of practicing sin is always in our nature, and we always have to be on our guard against keeping it from coming out. And at times it does come out, like no matter how spiritually mature someone might be, the human nature is still within us. And because the sin nature is always present, we don't always follow through with what we should do. And we, again, with the dual personality, we know we must strive to want to walk with Christ as he walked on earth. And Paul says in Philippians 3:14, I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So despite all the difficulties, any failures, any flings of guilt, we're still required to strive to keep God's laws, and as Jesus did. That's it.
We did this a couple years ago, and I think it's good. So I'm thankful for every senior in our youth department. I'm thankful for every young man, every young woman that's influenced. But God's given us a couple times. We just had a young man who just wasn't called to preach, wasn't a preacher, but just was a faithful, godly voice and a leader in our youth department. And so a couple years ago, Reed Spivey got a chance to preach. I don't know if you'll remember that on senior night. And so this year, I've actually asked Brandon Tolentino to preach. I appreciate B. He's had a godly testimony. I appreciate B. He's not afraid to stand up and say when things are wrong or just be a leader. So Brandon's going to give his testimony and also preach to us tonight.
Well, good evening. Like Brother just said, my name is Brandon Tolentino. My parents are Brandon and Elsa Tolentino back there. For those of you who don't know us, just know us. We're the other brown family in this church. I know it gets kind of confusing, actually. People come up to me Sunday mornings, and I get called Jimmy a lot. That's not my name. My name's Brandon. But after a while, it just gets kind of old, and I just agree with it. So I'm actually I just graduated, and it's a weird feeling, you know, coming out of the youth group. Leaving all my friends, they're more like family to me, brothers and sisters. But this year at camp, it was it was really different because it wasn't the traditional camp we were used to. It wasn't like Silver State or Southland. It was totally new, and I kind of had a hard time dealing with that. And but God spoke to me in my devotions while we were at camp, and Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9, it says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. And I just think that God sent us to that camp because we needed to work on our relationships with others so that we may grow together as a youth department spiritually and just in different relationships. But that's my testimony. And, you know, Brother Jesse asked me to preach like last minute, literally this morning. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it if you want me to. But I think it's a good opportunity, you know, anytime you get to tell the word of God to people. It's a great opportunity. But usually when I speak, I kind of have something that's laid on my heart. And this time I didn't really have anything. So I did a little bit of looking through the Bible. And what really kind of made me think of a challenge is in Revelation 3, verse 14. So if you could all turn there in your Bibles. A little bit of context before I get started. Jesus is talking to John about kind of what's happening after, you know, when the world comes to. And then when Christ comes back, and he deals with the seven churches before he talks about the lost world. And he does this because he kind of talks to God's people before what's going to happen. And he talks to seven different churches, and each church is kind of struggling with a certain type of sin, and they're just struggling in different ways. But today we'll be focusing specifically about the church in Laodicea. So in verse 14, it says, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, and thou that art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white in raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that thou and the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyesalve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Excuse me. "If any man hear my voice, stand, open the door, and I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Let's pray. Heavenly Father God, thank you for allowing me to speak tonight, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful week we had at camp. God, I ask that you just help the teenagers keep their decisions, Lord, and so they may grow spiritually in you and grow closer to the dear image of your Son. God, I ask that you just calm my nerves and give me the words to speak tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we see here that the church of Laodicea, they're not necessarily a bad people. They're a good church, but they're not necessarily the best church. Christ describes them as being lukewarm. Or I like to say, they're good, but they're not godly. And in our Christian lives, we can kind of get like that. Some of us may be good, but we're not godly. We're pursuing the lusts of the flesh rather than the fruit of the Spirit. So it'd be a good check to look in your life to see, are you really living a godly life, or are you just living a good life? You know, Christ goes down, and like I said, he's talking about being lukewarm. God rather has us be either on fire for God or not on fire at all, because if we're just lukewarm, he says he'll spew us out of his mouth. And being away from God is kind of a scary thing, you know. Not having the blessing of God on your life is something that's really scary, and we should, like, stay away from as Christians. And Christ even says that in verse, let me find it, 19, it says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." Now, God's saying that he loves us, and he's not saying that he wants to cast us away, but it's because God is perfect and he is sinless that we cannot be close to him if we have the sin in our lives. If we don't give all of our heart to God, then he doesn't want us. He goes on to say, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice, open the door, and I will come unto him, and will sup with him, and he with me." I think the best way to explain this is kind of through an illustration. I think when we're on visitation, you know, as a youth group, we see a bunch of different people. We go and door knock and talk to a bunch of different people. Some people are receptive, but other people are not. You know, you go up to a door, you knock on the door, and nobody answers. You go to the next door, someone answers, you say your name, and then they shut the door in your face. You're like, what happened? But what I think really is a good example here is that one time when I was door knocking, actually this happens a lot. You go up to a door, and you knock on the door, and you kind of can see in the window, they're there. The people are there watching TV, and you knock on the door, and they just look at you. And then they just turn their head back and start watching TV again. And you're like, I know you're there. I can see you. But yet they don't get up. Or it's even better when you get to someone's door, and you go to knock on the door, and then they open the door, and you're right there. Then it's you like, why are you trying to break into my house? And anyway. But that's kind of like us. God is the person at the door. He knocks, and we kind of see what's at the door, and we realize, you know, maybe that's not what I want. And so God says, if I'm here for you, just come to me. I'm always open. And I think if we just give our lives to God and just be open to whatever he has, then it says that we will be able to sit with him and his Father at the throne. So I just challenge you all to check your hearts and answer whatever God has for you, because God may not knock again. He may not call you for whatever it may be. And he won't be able to use you in whatever way he wants to. And let's pray. Heavenly Father God, thank you for this night. I thank you for this testimony I was allowed to give and for the words I was allowed to give. God, I hope it was meaningful, and thank you for Brother Jesse and Miss Julie and all the people who helped us go to camp. Lord, thank you for this church that's allowed us to go to camp. I ask that you just bless the rest of the night, and in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
What a blessing to hear from our youth, and it was a great week at camp. I'm glad I got to spend a few days there as well, and to hear the great preaching. I mean, just tremendous about relationships. And just to hear, see our youth and horseplay a little bit with them. And the food was fantastic. But the dorms were nice. I totally agree. But God certainly moved, and we certainly want to be in prayer for them that they would, what God has done for them this week, that they would continue in that. Appreciate Aiden tackling one of the most difficult verses to read in the entire Bible. And Brother Aiden, we're praying for you, brother, and what a blessing to see how Aiden has progressed, and a blessing to see him. And just remind our church, too, these young men get up and speak, that we're here for them. We're here to train them, and for anyone to doubt that or whatever the case is, we ought to be there for them. Appreciate little B. Really, what a blessing. And can I remind you, some of the greatest people in the Bible were not preachers, not pastors, not prophets. Think about Nehemiah and many others that God used in a tremendous way. And I'm looking forward to seeing how God uses Big B. Amen. Well, you've heard the message tonight. Let's all stand. We'll have a verse of invitation. May the Lord spoke to your heart by one of the testimonies or through the music tonight. Appreciate the good singing, and appreciate again these two men. Let's pray, and then we'll turn to hymn 351, wherever he leads, I'll go. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity we had tonight together as a church family. We thank you for the closeness that the youth department realized during this past week. We pray that closeness will bring about change in their lives individually as well as in the youth group. We ask that you would just be with Brother Latta and Miss Julie as they continue to lead the group. And God, would you just do what only you can. And God, tonight we do pray that as you spoke into hearts, that those whom you spoke to would make a decision. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hymn 351.